Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. And of course, our fantastic producer, Miss Katie Galley. Lee, Katie, this is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast founder of the NC CEO Forum, Mr. Rick Deckelbaum. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me. And Katie, thanks for having me on your show today. I appreciate it. Very excited to discuss the 2018 North Carolina CEO Forum Healthcare Summit.
Well, Rick, why don't you tell us a little bit about North Carolina CEO Forum? How are you serving folks?
Sure. This is the ninth annual NC CEO Forum is going to take place on Monday, February 12th. And it's a by invitation only event. And this year's speakers will focus exclusively on the changes and innovations in healthcare. And they'll be providing presentations and conversations about North Carolina's top leaders in business and healthcare and the issues in healthcare that are affecting everyone in the United States, whether you're a payer, provider, or patient.
Now, can you talk Can you talk about the origin of the forum? How did that get started?
Yes, in 2008, I was having lunch with a friend and colleague, business colleague, Brian Kinahan, and we were talking about creating an event that would bring together business leaders and nonprofit leaders, government officials, and creating an event that would provide a forum or a venue where we would all be able to get together on one day and talk about the pressing issues that are affecting not only the state of North Carolina, but the United States as a whole. And if you remember back in 2008, the U.S. economy and global economy was falling off a cliff at that time. Banks were imploding, real estate industry was imploding, automotive was imploding. There was really not any industry that was able to avoid the deep recession of 2008-2009. And it occurred to me, because I spend my days meeting with CEOs and presidents of companies as a result of being an executive recruiter. I've owned my own retained search firm now for 30 years. And in all the meetings I was having with these presidents and CEOs, instead of having the usual discussion with me about what their recruiting needs are at the leadership level, they were asking me what I was hearing from other CEOs and presidents as to how deep of the cuts they were making. And so a light went off and I said to my colleague, Brian Kinahan, I said, yeah, we need to really create an event that brings everyone together. And so that was the origin of the NC CEO Forum. That first year, we invited Steve Forbes to be our keynote speaker. And in addition to him, we rounded out the podium with a dozen other very high-profile CEOs of leading companies that do business in North Carolina, and the event was born. We invited 325 executives, and we had 325 that attended that first year. And since then, we've changed venues to now that we can accommodate 450 CEOs and the members of their executive leadership teams. And now we've grown into a major regional event. In fact, we also have folks that fly in to speak at our event, both nationally and internationally.
Now, how did it evolve into a healthcare summit?
So last year is the first year in 2017 where we evolved from a general theme of an NCCO forum to a full-blown healthcare summit. The reason we did that is because the Greater Research Triangle Park, which is Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill, as well as the Winston-Salem area with Wake Forest University's healthcare system and Charlotte, but primarily the RTP and the Triad area, High Point, Winston-Salem, we are a major hub of healthcare activity. There are world-class companies, healthcare centers, software companies, clinical research organizations, pharmaceutical companies. And so because our state and our region of the state is known worldwide as a hub for healthcare, we've decided that this is going to continue for the long term to be a healthcare summit.
And then each year within healthcare, you come up with themes and topics that you were going to focus on?
Yes, that's exactly right. This year, our speakers, again, are going to be focused on discussions around changes and innovation in healthcare. You know, healthcare is not just an issue for folks in North Carolina. It's a major issue for employers, employees, the federal government. I believe 20% plus of the federal budget is focused on healthcare. So costs are rising. Healthcare treatment is perhaps not what it should be. Some folks feel, especially for the cost that we're paying. So it's a major topic for anyone in the United States.
Now, can you walk our listeners through what they're going to experience at the summit? Is this or the forum? Is this something where it's just education? Are there vendors? Like, what's the experience going to be like?
This is, since the event is by invitation only, our goal and our mission is to have 450 CEOs of world-class companies that are providing products and services to the healthcare industry. To provide, they're either going to be providers, payers, and they're providing these services, of course, ultimately to the patient. The NCCO Forum Healthcare Summit starts at 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday, February 12th, with registration, networking, and breakfast. At 9 o'clock, our welcome statements and introductions, and then right after that, a gentleman by the name of Brian Cavney, who is MD, JD, Masters in Public Health. He is the Chief Medical Officer of LabCorp, a world-renowned company in its industry with 57,000 employees and over $10 billion in annual sales. Brian is going to be the MC of the event. And as you can tell by his credentials, he has devoted his entire professional career to improving healthcare. Once Brian comes on and is introduced as the MC, he will introduce Mandy Cohen, who is an MD and secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. And she'll be speaking about healthcare issues that are affecting our state. And then Patrick Conway, who is the new chief executive officer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, another company that is about, I believe, about 5,000 employees and about $9 billion in annual revenue. Patrick just joined the company. Brad Wilson, who had been the CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina for many years, has just retired. And so we are thrilled to have Patrick Conway. He comes from the national level, where he played a significant role in Medicare and Medicaid administration. And then our next speaker will be David King, Chief Executive Officer of LabCorp. After David, we've got Dan Kane, who is the Senior Executive responsible for STAS, Health and Life Sciences. And he reports to Dr. Jim Goodnight at SAS, and another spectacular global company doing great things in analytics in regards to the healthcare, global healthcare market. Next is another international executive. His name is Stefan Willemsen. Chief Executive Officer of BioMérieux, Inc. BioMérieux is a world-renowned company in vitro diagnostics, doing great things in healthcare. Next, we've got Amy Amick, Chief Executive Officer of SPH Analytics. That company is located in Atlanta, your hometown. And then next will be Kevin Campbell, who is CEO of Pacemate. He's also an on-air television medical expert for CBS, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and also a contributor on U.S. News and World Report, as well as the Washington Examiner. And he'll be talking about digital health. And then we'll have lunch. We have a great lunch planned. And next will be on the agenda is Roy Cooper, the governor of the state of North Carolina. He'll be giving a presentation. And along with that presentation, he and Frank Holding Jr., who is CEO and chairman of First Citizens Bank. And Frank is also chairman of the board of Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. He, along with the governor, will be presenting a Lifetime Achievement Award to Brad Wilson, who I'd mentioned a little earlier. He has just retired after a long career at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. And we're thrilled that Brad will be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. And then we have a special program that is going to include the leadership team from Wake Forest University and their Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. We've got Anthony Atala, who leads their regenerative medicine program. Boris Paschal, who leads the Comprehensive Cancer Center at Wake Forest University Medical Center. We have Eric Tomlinson, who is the Chief Innovation Officer at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. He also serves as president of the Wake Forest Innovation Quarter. And John McConnell, also an MD, CEO Emeritus of Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, and current Executive Director and Chairman of the Wake Forest Healthcare Venture. And then last but not least, Julie Freischlag, the CEO of Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, will be speaking as well. So we've got a two-hour program that we're really excited about, where the leaders from Wake Forest University's healthcare system will be doing a great presentation. And then the next on our agenda will be Mark Balk, who is the CEO of TrialCard, which is an amazing company that's doing great things that benefit the patients. And we're all thrilled that Mark is able to join us. He's got a great company and they're growing very rapidly. Next, we have a gentleman by the name of Stu Tong, who is the Chief Executive Officer of SmartLink Healthcare Solutions. It's a mobile, they have a mobile app that is revolutionizing the healthcare market from the patient perspective. Stu Tong is a former Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year recipient, and he is a serial entrepreneur with a PhD in engineering from MIT, and he's been doing great things in his professional career in healthcare, and we're thrilled to have him as a keynote speaker. And then last but not least, we have Neil Fowler, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Liquidia. Liquidia is a company that has been flying under the radar for a number of years, and they're now commercializing their products. They have a pretty amazing set of components that enable the delivery of medicine through a delivery system that has never been done before, and it is able to provide patients, cancer patients, for example, with the ability to receive a treatment, and the chemotherapy will just be able to destroy the cancerous cells, not the healthy cells. They have many other niches that they are involved with there. So I encourage your listeners to go to Liquidia and their website and see the amazing things that that they are accomplishing in healthcare. And then one of their biggest initiatives, which I think you'll find relevant, is they've got products and services that are geared for the opioid epidemic that is currently sweeping the United States. And of course, they're planning to make a big impact there. And then our event will end around 5 p.m. And then at 6 p.m., we've invited all 450 of our guests to go over to the Angus Barn, and we will be hosting a reception and seated dinner, and that is hosted by First Citizens Bank and Equivia, which was formerly known as Quintiles. And they have just, through a number of mergers and acquisitions, they've just rebranded, and they're a worldwide company that's considered to be the 800-pound gorilla in the clinical research organization market. And I think that sums up the day for you.
Now, if you are an attendee of this, how would you attack this? Because it seems like there's just going to be so much valuable information being shared. Is this something that you just, you know, kind of have a big notebook and you're taking notes? Like, are you just listening the whole time? Or is there going to be a chance to interact with any of these speakers? How's it going to work from the attendee standpoint?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is a very, very interactive venue, and this healthcare summit is meant to be interactive. The speakers do present, and then at the end of each of their presentations, there is plenty of time for Q&A. So, yeah, there'll be plenty of that. We also do provide all of the attendees with notebooks and pens, and folks can take notes and do take notes. In addition, we'll provide a summary that we'll send out after the CEO forum, and then those folks will be able to have a summary, a takeaway for their day there, so that they don't have to remember everything that was there. Also, there is a lot of time for networking, especially at the Angus Barn. That's a great opportunity for all of the folks who are attending the event to be able to spend time and connect with each other. Over the last 9 years, many opportunities have been created where companies that weren't formally doing business together are now working together collaboratively. So yes, it's a very interactive event. It's not just a bunch of folks talking and folks in the audience listening.
Now, how do when you recap at the end of this event, you and Brian, what has to occur for you guys to be high-fiving and congratulating each other for a super event? What kind of outcome are you looking for to know that this thing is doing what it's supposed to?
So Brian Cavaney, the MC of our event, is his role will be to weave together throughout the day all of the different topics that are being covered, and we will know at the end of the day because of the comments that we expect to hear. If this event is anything like the prior eight, we will be high-fiving. The same folks that have been coming to this event continue coming to the event, and that's the biggest vote of confidence we have. There's just every year there's world-class speakers, and it's all about innovation. This event is all about learning. It's all about meeting and getting to know the leaders in the healthcare track and venue that will be attending. So that's how we'll know. We also send out a survey after every CEO forum, and that will also give us a great indication of the success of the event and how to improve upon it next year, because next year is the 10th annual NC CEO Forum Healthcare Summit. And every year our goal is to outdo what we did the previous year.
Now, having done this for several years now, do you have any stories you can share where some of the attendees or speakers or just people in the ecosystem have kind of collaborated and made a real impact in the healthcare industry?
Yes, I don't know if I'm at liberty to say specifically which companies have, because I don't know what the level of confidentiality is.
Sure. You don't have to name names. You don't have to name names, but maybe just talk about how some of these, you know, when you put a bunch of smart people in a room together like this, I would imagine some magical things occur.
Yeah, they do. And I'm aware of several that have occurred because in these cases, both CEOs told me that if it had not been for the CEO and for the opportunity for the two CEOs to come together, they would not have had a chance to connect and bond in the way they did throughout the day and the evening program at the dinner that we host in the evening. So I've had many of these types of comments made to me, and I think it's indicative of always having a sellout crowd and always having a wait list of people that want to come to the event. And the other part I wanted to mention to you is that I think one of the best attributes of this, of the NC CEO Forum Healthcare Summit, is that all proceeds after paying for the expenses associated with this event, all net proceeds benefit charity. We've given money to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. This year, we're donating funds to Teen Cancer America, which is a wonderful charity that came here from the United Kingdom. It had been very active over there for many years, and First Citizens Bank has become the major sponsor or a major sponsor of this. And we've got to know a lot more about the charity and how it helps children and teenagers who have cancer diagnoses get through their treatment much better. And it's amazing what they're doing. And we are thrilled to host a live auction and a silent auction with proceeds benefiting Teen Cancer America.
Now, are there still time to get tickets, or is this thing sold out?
We've been sold out now for about a month, so we've got a wait list. And at the last minute, there's always folks who, executives whose schedules change at the last minute and who end up traveling on business and that type of thing. And so we have a wait list. And so we would hope that we could admit maybe another 10 or 20 folks just out of the total 450 that we can accommodate. It seems like there's 10 or 20 that changed, but we have way more than that on the wait list. So we would encourage anyone who would like to attend to request an invitation. They would just need to go to the NC CEO Forum website and ask to be invited, and we will put them on the wait list. And if we can accommodate them, we will. And if not, we will make sure they are on the list for next year's event, for the 10th anniversary in 2019.
Rick Stone Payton here. Sounds like you guys are doing marvelous work. You must really enjoy doing this.
I love doing this. Being an executive recruiter, I run my own retained executive search firm for 30 years. So it's part of my DNA to want to connect the candidates with the companies, and in this environment that we're talking about, related specifically to the NC CEO Forum, it's my way of giving back to the community. I'm fortunate and honored to know and interact with the executives that I do, and if I can add value by bringing our community together, I do it naturally and just love doing it. I get a real kick out of seeing this event grow and become better and better and better year after year. So yeah, I love it. It's great for our state, and We anticipate this event is going to become not only regionally known, but nationally known. So we're headed in that direction now.
Well, I can tell you, your enthusiasm, your passion, your absolute delight in doing this work and providing those connections and being that hub for the folks in this ecosystem, it screams over the airwaves. And we are absolutely blessed to have you come on the show and share your story. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work, man.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity to let your listeners know about our event, and we welcome them. We have a lot of folks who fly in from other regions of the country, and our goal is that it get to be known nationally so that individuals who are in the healthcare ecosystem and other major healthcare hubs like Atlanta and Nashville and Boston and Austin and many other great cities around the country will make sure that they have this on their schedule as a must go to event each year. So thank you for having me on your show today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. One more time before we wrap, coordinates for our listeners to go to learn more, to follow your work, and be equipped to participate in some fashion next year for the big powwow for the 10th anniversary. What's the best website or way for them to do all that?
They should go to www.nc, as in North Carolina, www.nccoforum.com. And I do select all of the keynote speakers and welcome the opportunity to hear from your listeners who are CEOs of prominent companies around the U.S. that are doing great work in the healthcare field, and love to talk to them about their potential interest and the value they could bring to the event next year for our 10th anniversary.
Fantastic. All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our producer, Katie Galley. Our guest today, the founder with North Carolina CEO Forum, Mr. Rick Deckelbaum, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you in the fast lane.